Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. We're in the MyBookie Live Casino. Pearl is dealing us cards.
And for the fourth time, I will sing it. It's Casino Friday.
I'm dead inside. I'm fucking dead inside right now.
The equipment has malfunctioned. Rob doesn't have it in him to play blackjack on a Friday.
I know, all the working stiffs that are just like, shut the fuck up.
You are such a bitch.
It's not that.
You are such a bitch.
I just don't like repeating myself. That's all it is. Which, if you can't relate to that, I don't know what to tell you. But I'm playing. I'm still here.
All right, so she flipped the 13. We got Pearl.
She busted.
On the ones
Let's
and
go.
Twos. Let's go. It's a good start for us. Clearly, I'm playing a little bit more conservative. $100 hands because I don't have that much money from last week.
You got to build it up to where you can afford to do a $1,000 hand. Then that gives a $1,000 hand some stake. You know what I mean? Left some stakes. Like it you just, when you're just tossing thousands around because you refilled your
account. It means
nothing,
yeah. I mean, it does mean everything. It means a paycheck, but alas, we will try to do...
You got to work. You got to earn it today.
We'll try to climb back.
Yeah. You're earning paychecks today.
We'll be Sisyphus pushing that rock up.
Boo.
Cool. Thanks for that 15.
Boo.
We'll keep them coming, Pearl. Keep it coming. She's a little bit of a babe. She got the choker on.
I think she's cute. 20, huh?
That's what she got. You got any plans for this weekend? You got any plans for Halloween coming up?
I mean... Kids are trick-or-treating, father-in-law and
you giving out candy?
His wife are coming in town.
Are you a full bar family?
I aspire to be, but it's not really worth it yet. Like, all the kids in our neighborhood are too small. Like, it's just like, it'd be like giving my three-year-old a full bar of candy.
They're too small. That means they need more nutrition, so
more
more
sugar.
Full
to help
bar.
Double down on the
9. We'll stay on the 3.
Give me a 10. Yeah!
What are your kids going to be?
Rory's gonna be a werewolf, and Finn's gonna be a bat.
You guys really going all out?
You do the classic Halloween stuff when they're young, because in fucking 5 years they're gonna be like,
cool.
I want to be a transformer, and it's gonna be fucking stupid, and it's gonna be some dog shit cheap transformer costume.
Right.
From
I mean, Rory's culturally not really plugged in.
Yeah, but
he's going to be a total buffoon is what I'm saying.
I want to do cool, fun costumes now before they ask for just dumb shit the whole time for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, because we know Rory's going to be just a total mongoloid.
What do you think Finn's going to be growing up?
Finn will be a little bit more artsy. He'll be a little bit more...
It's funny you say that because Rory is definitely the more creative one between the two of them.
Why do you say that? Shit.
He just is. Finn's the athlete. Finn's the daredevil.
Well, I saw yesterday that Finn got bullied.
Finn did get bullied.
So it kind of seems like, I mean, Rory is older, so he
Rory's older
needs to do what he can until Finn catches up. But, I mean, he better not build up that resentment in Finn, because Finn's going to come back.
Yeah.
He's going to come storming back and probably stuff little Rory into a locker.
Rory's not little. That's the problem. Rory's like 90th percentile in everything for his age, and Finn's like under 50th percentile in everything for his age.
Poor because you don't feed your child. That's what.
Well, he gets what Rory doesn't want.
Yeah, he gets the scraps, whatever falls on the ground.
We're trying to make him a scrapper. You know what I mean? Because he is the athlete.
He'll have to fight for everything he earns.
He is the athlete, but I know just based on, you know, his percentiles, he's not going to be big. So I need to make a little Julian Edelman, you know, a scrapper, a gym rat.
A Napoleon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's what I need. That's what he has to be. I'm helping him by making him sleep in the attic. He doesn't understand it now.
You
he
give him a little Harry Potter
sleep.
Closet?
What?
You give him the Harry Potter closet underneath?
We don't have that. That's just the bathroom in our house. But he, you know, for now, he cries himself to sleep on a pile of insulation, but he'll thank me one day.
Any concern that might the asbestos might get to him?
If I was concerned with it, I wouldn't be doing him the service he needs.
That's fair. All right, 12. Come on. Hey.
Boy.
Your boy got a dub.
Look at you. Happy for you.
Here, we're gonna spice things up.
Can you even afford that? I mean, I guess you technically can. They don't let you bet more than you have, but...
Yeah, I can't.
Dan just put
it,
a
Rob.
Third of his what he has on the table.
Hey, we don't talk about my finances publicly. Ace, that's a good start. Come on, 10. Ah, 17. We'll go for it again against the 3.
What? She's a 3.
It doesn't matter. It's a 7. It's a soft 7. All 17 right. Anyway. So now we stay.
It could be worse. Not what I would want.
Once
but could be worse.
12. Come on, 10.
Boom! Oh, look at you! Look at this man.
It's called playing by basic strategy, Rob.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
Someone just walked in studio.
Yeah, someone's going to be severely disappointed today.
Just us.
Yeah, just us.
I mean, today. Ross is coming in studio, but...
Not to do anything.
Not to do anything cool.
Yeah.
I think he has to record ads.
Don't we all?
We do. You're right.
We all do. What does she have there? Queen? Ugh, damn.
Got a 10-2. Come on, hit. Feed me, Pearl.
19, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Give me a 10. Ah, that's not what I asked for. Give me an 8.
Get it.
Give me an 8. No.
Give me a 7.
Give me a 7.
Go. There you go.
Hey, we'll take the 20. We'll take the 20. Boom. Pearl's just nothing but gas right now.
Pearl's been pretty chill. I'm up a couple hundred bucks.
Let's
so
do
far,
it again.
Right? Let's go, Pearl.
Let's ride it.
Pearl's just here to have fun. You know, Pearl's a cool girl. Oh, man. I'm just fucking ready to get. I would say I'm ready to get to the weekend, but it just means I have more work because I'm just with the kids constantly.
I'm a parent.
Ready to get absolutely butt fucked by
all right,
Alabama.
We're gonna split these aces. Let's do it.
Split. Oh my god, you have $1,000 on the table. What's wrong with
sir.
You?
Oh, what?
She didn't let you hit?
No, she just robbed me.
That was weird.
That sucked.
What are the rules there,
man? You know what? We should know this by now, but. I feel like she just robbed me.
Yeah, I think she stole from you. Like, she got the fucking
if you
look
split
off.
Aces, do they just automatically become one hand?
No, it's not a double down.
I know. That seems sus.
It seems very sus. Pearl, girl, what's your deal?
God.
Now you can't even
oh,
get
it. Oh, damn it.
There we go.
Yeah, she just, all right, I gotta get a little bit more conservative.
Yeah, no shit you do. You just took 5 huge swings. And again, by
Pearl,
the way.
Pearl, not that cool.
7 minutes in.
Yep. We're going to have to make this last at least 4
good
minutes.
Good Lord. Oh, dude, you're
contractually
drink.
Obligated,
I
think.
Need some fucking caffeine. About
how are you this tired? It's fucking like noon on
I
a Friday.
I just do bad in the afternoons, man.
What are you talking about?
Just a sleepy boy in the afternoon.
Well, we're going to double down here, of course.
I'm chilling on the, I guess I'm going to chill. Yeah, I'm going to chill on 14. Fuck it.
Against the 6. Oh, fuck.
Look at you.
You should give me an ace.
Yeah, hey. That's what I'm talking about.
Got a little back. Why couldn't you do that on the $500 hand or the $1,000 hand?
She wants to make you feel like you're good at it, but no, but she, deep down, right. She's going to kill you.
Something about her eyes. Looks like she wants to murder me.
She seems
chop
misunderstood.
Me up, throw me in a fucking suitcase. 18.
What do we got? A 3 there. I'm chilling, and I'm going to go get an energy drink.
We're going to split the 9s. Boom. 19. What else you got? Obviously hit. Come on. Give me the card. 19s. Let's go. Oh, no. She's got a 9. 13. Don't do it. Just boom. Slowly but surely.
Look at that. Look at that.
Look at Danny go. Get his money back. Everybody's working for the weekend. Are you going to go to like a pumpkin patch?
I think we are.
Pick apples or something?
We are doing some pumpkin shit this weekend.
AKA the original sin.
Picking apples, yeah.
Saw that going around. That was
That's
a good
really
tweet.
That's really funny. That is good. That is solid. All right, hitting on this 12. Let's go, Pearl. Ah, bitch.
You take him to the farm? There's a farm not too far out. I forget what it's called, but yeah, they have a good Halloween type.
Yeah, we're going somewhere. I never remember where. I just let Courtney handle that. She doesn't have a job, so it's not my problem.
You delegate it to her, yeah.
Yeah, just tell me where to drive. I don't fucking care.
I can't double down if I could.
Oh, no.
Got half my money on the table. We got some golf bets going.
Yeah, what do you got going?
Well, it's Zozo this weekend.
Okay.
And then also...
Some people were asking in the Facebook group.
I gave them the picks. I also had another pick named Eric Cole that I didn't put in the group. But, you know, you live and you learn.
If you're listening here.
He's like two or three back now. JJ Spawn's in the mix still. Ooh, 20. We'll stay there. Ugh.
20.
Of course.
Just snuck under the wire there with that beautiful 21.
We'll tie, though. We'll push. It's better than losing. This weekend, though, I got a bunch of mushrooms delivered. I'm about to go sky high.
Yeah. I still have some left. Maybe I'll just take some to the pump.
You can just order mushrooms to your house. It's wild.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Mushrooms what a time to be alive. I really... That's like the one...
You've had
drug.
Like a micro dose.
Double down on this 11, 19, all right.
You need to go full-fledged walls melting mushrooms. Boom. We're surviving. We can make this 40 minutes.
I did do that. I took two of the four squares and like the floors were moving and shit. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, already?
What?
Two of four squares? I mean, I can eat a whole bar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lower tolerance, so.
You got to... Or just go old school actual mushrooms, not just psilocybin.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Look at you.
Rolling like a big shot.
Damn, I can't.
If only it was a bigger hand.
She's clapping for you. Whatever.
Unless you bet.
Clap for me when I win.
You lose when you win.
All right. Hit again on the 13.
You guys going on like a haunted hayride?
Yeah, no. Scare the shit out
scare
of the kids.
Scare the kids.
Scare the
absolute young.
Fuck out of the kids. All right, I'll just chill on the
same. Take them to a haunted house. Somebody with like a chainsaw.
Yeah,
the
that's
chain.
What they would love that. God damn it.
Man, you hate to see that.
Yeah, you don't like to see it. You don't want to see that. But it is what it is. Ah, she's shuffling. We're playing at mybookie.com's live casino. Live casino tab at the top. Check it out.
People know that. People tune in. It's
you know
right
what? People know every episode of Drinking Bros shit on the main channel sponsored by Ghostbed. You still read the fucking Ghostbed ad.
You give my bookie like 12 plugs, though. It's like, man.
Who cares?
What do you want?
What do you want? I don't want to talk to you right now because you're a dick.
What if... I'm just talking to you about your kids and what you're going to do this weekend, and you clearly don't even care. You're checked out.
I don't know what's going on this weekend with me and my kids. I don't know.
Courtney's going to divorce you.
Wow. Why don't you want to talk to me? I'm just trying to talk to you. Courtney's going to divorce you. Your oldest child's a mongoloid. Why don't you want to talk to me? I'm just trying to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm just riding for Finn, dude. He's getting picked on by his older brother. It's sad. And you're just allowing it.
What do you mean it's sad? It's the circle of life. I didn't allow it.
You're enabling it.
I didn't allow it.
You were just like, Rory.
Oh, that Rory.
That's just boys being boys.
The amount of times
Finn fights back and you punish him. You put him in his corner.
Turn the other cheek. We're a Christian family. I haven't baptized you yet, but we're a Christian family.
He's not baptized?
Nah.
None of your kids are baptized?
Nah.
Damn, they're going to hell.
Well, I know. It's playing with fire.
Literal fire.
Yeah. I'm playing with a lake of fire.
Gotta stay on the
14. Skipping my infants across it.
Come on. 10. 10. 10. Ugh!
Or that.
Why?
Or that. Pearl.
Why'd you gotta do that to me,
Pearl? So many cards it took you to fuck us.
Do the jean-wearing Christians not baptize?
They do, but it's stupid. Doesn't really count.
Do you actually go to a real lake or river?
Some of them do, I guess. I don't know.
So you're reborn?
I'm not trying to get a fucking denim baptism.
Got the 20 against her 10, and it's a push. Push, push.
All right, Pearl, let's go.
They were fighting over what again? Just
the toy cow. a little plastic cow.
Not even a cool toy.
To them, it is.
Do they not have, like, Kinects?
Yeah, they have all that shit. But they also...
I bet their grandparents spoil
them.
They
like animals.
Grandparents seem to always spoil the kid.
Yeah, our children...
That's what they're for, really.
Our children are completely spoiled by their grandparents.
Boom, 17 for your boy. There you go.
Stand on that.
Yeah, it's weird that when I split the aces, I didn't have that choice.
And now I will be doubling down.
Interesting.
Let's go. Don't love that, but whatever.
Well, she's got a 7, and she's going to fuck us with a 10.
Oh,
no, an ace.
You
how about that?
Bitch!
What was your favorite activity during the fall as a child? You going to carve pumpkins?
I never liked pumpkin carving.
Got all those guts?
I mean, just fucking trick-or-treating, I guess, as a child.
The seed?
Pumpkin carving was annoying, I always thought. As a kid and as an adult. It really
you didn't want to get your hands dirty, we know.
Yeah, with soft hands. I was kind of always whatever on carving pumpkins. It was trick-or-treating, dude. One of that fucking candy.
As a child, though?
What do you mean, as a child? How young are we talking about? As a 20-year-old?
Cool.
I don't know what my favorite thing was.
It was cool to go with the boys, of course.
Yeah.
Just rolling around with your fucking pillowcase when you're a youth.
A ute.
When did you start to be able to trick or treat by yourself?
Great question.
I think I was like 9.
What age did you start high school?
Oh, you couldn't go that what? 14? I think I could like roll solo at like 8 or 9.
Yeah, no, it was probably like 4th grade. So yeah, so 8 or 9.
They're just like yeah.
You think my mom?
It kind of just listened to the wild.
I don't know what was more odd about that reaction—that you believe that my mom came with me until 8th grade, or that I kept trick or treating after 8th grade.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Hard cut off.
I think I did at like 14. I think that was like the last year.
Yeah.
Where you don't even try on your costume either. I was wearing like a fucking an Eagles jersey. And like face paint.
Player. Yeah, I'm Donovan McNabb.
And I got called out so hard. And I think that kind of like shamed me.
There was one year where it was in 21 actually, because I was watching the Braves World Series game on the porch. These fucking high school kids came by, no costume. Literally no costume.
Give us the candy.
But so few kids had come by our house, and I was just like, dude, just take it. Yeah. Like, I don't want it.
There was like a monumental the night before, I think in 8th grade, Mischief Night, of course, getting in some crazy
TP
stuff.
TP houses.
We didn't even do that. I mean, typically, yeah, kids our age would get into that kind of hood rat shit.
Shenanigans, yeah, man.
That's what Mischief Night's about. However.
Wasn't your thing?
No, we just drank and smoked.
Yeah, fair enough.
But we were smoking cigars.
That's sweet. That's awesome. It's better than a cigarette.
And I just remember getting like high on a cigar, like a little buzz on a cigar.
Yeah, you do get a buzz. I mean, you get a buzz off any tobacco, especially if you're not, or any nicotine, especially if you're not, you don't have a high tolerance for it.
And I just remember my buddy like finger banged a girl behind a shed.
Sick. Yeah. That's a great place to finger bang a chick. I once got a blowjob behind a garage. You know, that's how you do it. It was on a trampoline behind a garage.
But we used to ride our bikes, and then we would, like, take over an entire block with, like, 30 to 40
what do
just
you mean
kids.
Take over?
There'd be, like, 40 of us on the street.
That's really funny. Someone's just trying to drive home. It's like, goddamn fucking kids!
Yeah.
We're working all goddamn day!
We had to fucking...
Fuck, come on, lady!
We had a Hey Arnold-esque crew of just... Nothing but troublemakers.
Did you have stoops? There were stoops in your neighborhood?
There were a couple stoops, yeah.
Brownstones type of situation.
But we hung out on this one street and we just took over. If I was a fucking parent, like if I saw this now, I would be terrified.
Oh, the kids,
like 14-year-olds just taking over the whole. It wasn't like a cul-de-sac.
Right.
There's traffic.
There's kids in my neighborhood straight up doing that now. Like, it's hilarious. They fuck with people's houses and shit.
Yeah, where else are they going to go?
And, yeah, it's really funny.
Don't do it. Oh, she did it. You bitch. Dude,
Pearl is not chill. Yeah, I thought she was for like a minute.
She's hitting us with that Pidgeotto.
But yeah, I'm actually really excited for Halloween this year because I want to see what the little fuckers in my neighborhood do. There's like these just like freshman, sophomore, high school
kids.
Anyone
fuck with your shit yet?
No, no one's fucked with. We don't have any stuff out because we're.
You got the Tahoe now. Because
the house is listed.
You're going to get the Tahoe egged?
I would love to like keep a watch out and just see what these fuckers do. I know our neighborhood Facebook group's going to be lit up with that shit. And you're like, someone,
yeah.
These teenagers rode their bicycles on my lawn. It's a lot of dinging and ditching. Like, that day they rang my doorbell. They donged and ditched. They woke me up. And people are like, they're lucky they didn't ring a doorbell and someone came and shot them. I'm like, who the fuck?
That's big here in Texas.
It's so stupid. I actually just
don't try to retrieve your ball in someone's yard here. I mean, they have every right to shoot your child.
I was standing my ground. I didn't know who. We live in a gated community, and they're like, they're lucky. They're lucky that something didn't happen. They're like, why are you answering the door with a fucking gun, dude?
Dude,
you
already have. The olds are schizophrenic now, too.
It's fucking. And I know Dan Holloway would be like, we could, what, but not. But it is actually like, you live in a very safe neighborhood. No one is trying to fucking kill you or rob you,
let alone a child.
You like, fucking.
Fucking. They come out to knock on Dan's door for Halloween.
Yeah.
Just pops a couple warning shots off.
What's annoying, too, is we have had, like, gunshots in the neighborhood because the fucking guy who owns a property next to ours, like, next to the neighborhood, he owns a pretty big property, he was just shooting target practice on his fucking property, and this asshole, like, had the targets facing us instead, like, our neighborhood, instead of facing nothing, and, like, bullets landed in the neighborhood. Like, the cops had to go talk to him. Like, can you... Why don't you point it at the forest, you dumb fuck?
All right, fuck. She's murdering us now. Why'd you hit on a 14?
I just felt like it.
Just fucking around.
It's hard to keep your mind straight when you're telling a story, you know what I mean?
I can do multiple things. I know you have ADHD, but...
I can barely do one thing at a time.
I have to remind you of things constantly. It's infuriating.
My wife can... We can all go out to dinner, and you and my wife can just bitch about me all night. Oh, he doesn't remember anything.
It's like having Alzheimer's, but on meth.
He's the worst. Hit again. Is that okay? It's okay if I hit again?
Yeah, you can hit on a 14 against a 10.
Okay if I do it again?
Against a 6, not so much. I just busted. I'm about to bust.
Boom.
Oh, we both busted, huh?
Yeah, we both busted. Shouldn't even need to flip anything over, but she still did, just to let us know.
It's getting grim right now. Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
It's appropriate for the time.
How are you going to survive this day?
We're going to try. I just got to get another 20 minutes. No big deal. Maybe sit a couple hands out.
Yeah, maybe. I swear these blackjack ones always just feel like... If you look up thinking you've gone forever because you've played so many hands, and you're like, oh, it's been 8 minutes.
Quick way to make money.
Yeah, or to lose
if
it.
If you're better, we suck. But still, here we are.
Yeah. Oh, you pushed, I lost, because she flipped a 20.
Cool. Go.
Love it. Love it, Pearl.
Kill me.
She has been just ruthless. I think I was up like $600-$700 at one point, and I am down big.
Yeah, I was
right
up $1,000.
Yeah, you flushed yours right down the toilet.
It was like three hands.
Yeah, I know.
I do kind of feel like I got boned, but.
Just flip it. Do it. Do it.
Take me out. No, she's going to slow play this. Watch. Yep. Here we go.
I am not hitting on the 20, believe it or not.
I'll hit. Come on. 6. All right, we'll take the 4. But she's going to flip a 10. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she can't flip.
Well, I mean, yeah.
There it is, though.
She flipped a 10.
Fuck.
She flipped a 10.
All right, I am enough of this abuse. I'm putting $1,000 on the table. I refuse. I refuse, Pearl.
Welcome to the show, Complex.
Complex Simon. Prove it. Prove your complex. I don't believe it.
You think he's simple, Simon?
I think that is ever simple and until proven otherwise. Yeah. Mm. 12, huh? You love to see that. And yeah. She has a 5. Am I seriously going to sit on a 12 with $1,000 on the table? Because she's a fucking
hit
5.
Me, baby, one more time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, this is the worst possible place to be in right now.
YOLO. Give me a 10. Give me a 15.
I said stand.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, plus. Come on.
Yes!
It worked.
Oh, God. Oh. As soon as she got to like 9 or something, I was like, fuck, this is.
Your boy wins with a 10.
Oh, man. That was a nightmare.
Just big to keep the show alive.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Come on. 17, what you working with, baby? I just gotta eat it. I just gotta eat this fucking 20.
Oh no, I hit double down instead of split. And I busted.
Hell yeah, brother.
God damn it. I didn't have $1,000 on the table, 18. Though. She had an 18.
Just had
yeah.
to eat it there.
I was gonna lose either way. Oh boy, that was bad. Look, Complex Simon already left. Not so complex after all.
Well, he
all.
Saw how we were playing. He's like, I gotta get out of this table.
These people are fucking psychos.
These
yeah.
people are retarded. What do we got here?
Okay, 12.
Love me a 12 against a 10.
Yeah.
9, 9, 9. Come on. Feed me that 9.
Cut. Standing on the 18.
Boom! Ask and you shall receive.
There you go, dude. Let's fucking do it.
Do I do it? I'm going to do it.
Do what?
Boom.
Can't believe you can even afford that, to be honest.
Well, it's half the pot.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to double down and put it all on the line.
Let's go.
Let's go.
How do you like Indiana this weekend, even without their starter?
Is he not playing?
Yeah, he's not playing.
Against Washington, I mean, they're run first offense anyway.
They're 6.5-point favorites.
Tease it down to a 0.5.
Not bad, yeah. I already put the money down on Indiana.
It's in Indiana?
Yeah. Indiana win by a touchdown. I feel like that's going to happen.
Although Washington's probably going to fuck around and screw up somebody's season, right? Jed Fish.
But yeah, but who's? Who else do they play? They have another big game later in the season. I'm trying to remember.
They already beat Michigan, so I guess they kind of started that downfall.
They truly. Although Texas really.
Yeah. But Texas is Texas.
Right.
That's an inexcusable loss.
Washington football schedule. Not the Commanders.
Although Commanders are hot.
Yeah, NFC's they're fun to watch.
Much better than we thought. NFC North. Every team's like 4-2 or better.
I know. I hope they all make it.
I don't. Because that would mean only one of the Eagles or Commanders will make the playoffs.
Oh, here, let me pitch two teams whose season Washington can kind of fuck with a little bit. A, Penn State.
Okay.
B, Oregon.
Should I split these 9s?
Oh, wait, we got a new guy, Zay. What up, Zay? Zay is 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Zay is a baby.
I can't afford to split these 9s. He's going to flip a 14. What do you got? Come on. 19. He beat me by 1. Cool.
Cool, 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 cool.
Dude, that is a child. That
this
just
is a tiny, tiny person.
He just dealt our hand. This is a kid.
Yeah. It's not legal for him to be in this casino.
He looks 14 years old. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. This is like an eighth grader.
He's got a nice little. He just got faded up, though.
Yeah.
He just hit the
good
fucking
haircut for sure.
No, I'm not saying it's a good haircut. I'm just saying he's faded up.
Okay.
Cool.
Hit. Man.
How many bodies do you think he already has, though? He looks like he's already murdered.
I think he's gunned down. I think he started having sex in sixth grade.
Maybe. He's probably got 3 kids already.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a chick pregnant for sure.
But he's definitely gunned someone down on the island.
You think so?
He's got a mean face.
He does have a mean face.
He's the meanest looking toddler I've ever seen.
I agree with that. 100% I agree with that.
That's why he's able to become a blackjack dealer at 13.
They're just like, look, man, he's got adult stats.
He's still got the baby fat on him. Look at him.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this kid for everything he has.
Okay.
Fucking stuff him in a locker. Give him a swirly.
He fits. That's the thing. He fits in the locker.
Fuck, I just got to sit on this 13.
I am splitting these against a 4.
You're splitting 10s? You fucking...
Against a 4?
Wild, man.
17.
Stay.
Stay, you baby.
13, you got to stay anyway.
That's fine.
Well, you lost both hands. No, wait. Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. Well, I would have lost either way.
No. Not always.
Well, I would... yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Those cards would have been his.
Yeah. It's not great. It's not...
Why'd you split a 20? You should never split a 20.
Against a 4?
It's... No, you just... do take the 20. You take
just,
the dub.
Just be happy with it?
You just take the dub. Fuck your name, man.
Whatever. I'm trying to have some fun here, right? All these stupid, oh, you have specific rules.
It's just basic strategy. It's not rules. It's how you...
Yeah, I'm a gunslinger.
You're a Kyle McCord?
Yeah. Bang!
You had 3 pick sixes last night.
Gunslinger.
3 pick sixes.
Gunslinger.
I agree. Putting, 5 total interceptions.
Yeah, putting $1,000 on the table.
At least, you know, at least our Pitt bet hit. At least we had Pitt.
Got Pitt. Go.
We needed 5, SMU to bad, do the bad same. Start, and start. Somehow we need Pitt and SMU to just tie. I know it's not possible in college football, but.
Okay. $2,000 on the table. Doubling down on a 10. He's got a 2.
Fucking A, man. 17.
All right. I'll take it.
I hope he flips.
Yeah! God damn it!
Yeah, is that nice?
You don't tell me what to do.
I mean, it was, again, you just went with basic strategy. That's what you should have done.
You don't tell me what to do. I did gunslinger shit.
You did exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, just slinging guns.
You're a wild man.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know what I'm going to do. You never know.
That would be funny if somebody just did exactly what everyone expects them to do, and they just claim to be... Oh, dude, I'm fucking unpredictable.
I'm fucking crazy, dude. Well, that is like a lot of people where they're like, yeah, I just like speak my mind, you know what I mean? Like, I have no filter. I'll just say whatever. And it's just like, no, you're just a dick and you just say mean things. It's not, you're not really like creative or interesting. Like, you're just like a fucking asshole.
But the things they do say aren't even like
funny or cool or, yeah.
No, it's just very vanilla takes.
Yeah.
I think that's funnier. She's like, I just fucking let it rip.
Yeah. McDonald's is okay. Just like, wow, dude. Shit. How does anyone even handle what you fucking talk about?
Yeah, dude. Fucking billionaires should pay for their own fucking stadiums.
Incredible.
Did I lose? It happened so fast. Lost, yeah, so, I lost.
Yeah, probably.
What'd he flip?
18.
Damn it.
You fucking baby.
We are getting murdered by a
I'm up.
Baby assassin.
I'm up like $2,000.
Yeah, we saw. Put more money on the table, then.
I will.
You hoe?
I will.
Little hoe?
Not on this one, but I will.
Have this kid slap you around.
Let's go. Hey. 20. He's going to flip a 10.
Well. Oh.
Bang, bang.
Whew, That was close.
Bang, bang. I will put another big hand on the table when
do
I,
it.
When I feel the vibe.
Is the vibes are off?
Ain't no vibe right now.
Life is vibes.
Yeah, you play everything's vibes. So I'm. Yeah, let's go, dog.
He's gonna give you a blackjack here, and you're gonna be like, "Fuck."
Yeah, I know, right? Oh boy. Would have. Nope. Glad I didn't do it on that one.
Give me a 3. 3.
10.
3.
3. 3. There we go.
Oof. Keep it coming. 7.
Oh. Boom. Boom, boom.
I should have not.
How you doing?
Not great. If you can see my balance.
I can. Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably a mistake, but.
Well, whatever.
I mean, he was going to, I thought, if I didn't hit there, it was gonna, he's going to flip a 10, yeah. beat my 18.
That's fair.
Oof.
All right, Zay.
It was a soft 8.
Okay, Zay.
All right, you know what? Let's do it.
So if Dan doesn't win this hand.
I'm out. Oh, a 2. Sick. Yeah.
You asshole. You just fucking dickhead.
Fucking winning with 11. I won with a 10 and an 11 now.
Oh, my God.
Got to do it to him.
Good Lord.
I'm a cockroach. I stay alive.
Yeah, you're just like scurrying in the. He's got it.
7. Come on.
Ooh, a 20. Let's go. All right.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yep, fair enough.
It's because you said those words.
All right. Well, like, I'm going to put $1,000 on the table now.
Is that the vibe?
The vibe is fuck you for getting a blackjack, Zay.
He's going to do it again. Back to back hands.
You know what? If he does, what am I? What?
More power to him. You got to go. You just got to keep doubling down. Come on. Come on, mate.
Okay. Chilling on the 17.
Feed me a 7, boy.
Give me a 7, boy.
Getting there nice and deep like with that 9. That ain't what I asked for now. Keep it coming. Give me a 7 or an 8. No, Jack, dude. I didn't ask for that. Okay. 16.
Yes!
Damn, dude. Let it ride.
Let's go.
Do it again.
All right. All right. Fuck it.
Fuck it, you ball.
We're going again. Going again.
Come on.
This is the Dan or Jester method of how you give $1,000 right back to the fucking casino.
No, dude. You got to ride
get
the wave.
Immediately get
you ride the wave. Boom.
What wave? I get Delta 7 and he pulls an ace.
You just got to ride the wave. Wait, I have a blackjack, but I have to take insurance? Nah, I won. Good. Fuck that kid. Fuck them kids, man.
Okay.
Be a baller. Double down.
I'm not doing that.
Be a shot caller. Come on.
17. Good enough.
Flipping 8, dude. Oh, no.
There you go.
Do it again. Come on.
No. God damn it, dude.
Keep it going.
This fucking outrageous person.
You're going to take that from this child?
I will get back at him when it's time to get back. You don't just get in the boxing ring and start fucking swinging, all right?
You get in the pocket, and yeah, you just let loose.
Gunslinger goes on vibes. Gunslinger doesn't try to force it.
You want to be an entertaining fighter.
Okay. I agree. Good Lord, another one.
It would be kind of funny if there was an entire casino of nothing but, like, 15-year-old kids.
Dealing the cards? Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
And they just mock you?
They're like, you bitch!
Just me on the street corner with my 40 friends.
You don't think you gotta, you think I'm not gonna get a, build a 21 out of this? Bet. Bet. It literally is a bet, so bet.
Shit. Wait, did you not, what do you have?
The amount that lets me win.
Yeah. Because I jumped on that grenade for you, dude. What'd you have 18?
No, I had 16, I think.
Oh, all right.
It's an ace. Like, what do you do on that, you know?
You hit?
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, he is little Zay, little baby Zay, is shuffling the cards. We're here at MyBookie's Live Casino. Do you have, oh, wow, you're staying alive here.
Yeah, dude, we're getting through the show at least.
It's unbelievable, honestly. Like, I don't think you understand. You're like fucking King Leonidas over here, just 300 men fighting off an army of millions.
Thousands of Persians.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's unbelievable the last stand you're making right now.
We'll get it back. We're going to get to 4 Dige.
Back to 4?
I mean, it's not, maybe not today. And it might,
you were today.
It might require me to refill my account.
You were safely within four dish today. It
goes so fast.
If you let it.
Bet what you can afford to bet, boys and gals.
Oh, boy. Ah!
Cool. Well, you know, we probably should have known it was going to go awry when all the technology failed us.
What was going to go awry?
The day.
Oh, yeah, again, and yeah, the fucking
we had to restart the show 12 times.
Not taking insurance, Zay. I'm not fucking doing it.
What is that?
He keeps getting aces.
What was that voice?
I don't know. I'm just telling him.
I'll stick with the 20.
I'll just chill on this 15. Fuck it.
Hope he flips an 8. 7, 17. Dog.
17.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. There you go. All right. I'm putting 1,000 back on the table.
Oh, now you're feeling it.
Vibes. Vibes.
All right. I love this guy betting 70. Not even 75. He's just like,
yeah. That is an interesting unit. We're not unit shaming. We're just unit curious.
Observing.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Come 19, on, ace.
I'll take it.
13. Sick.
Chilling. Flip a 10. Flip a 10.
Why would you say that, dude?
Because then I win.
Well, yeah, now. 13. Don't do it.
Oh, God.
He did it.
Fucking he damn it. He did it.
I told him not to.
Ah.
He still did it.
Oh, that was brutal.
We'll put 75 on.
Fucking terrible.
Staying alive. Staying alive. We're getting towards the end of the show so I can get a little bit more erratic. Boom, there we go. Come on, give me a 10. Can. Give me a 10.
Boy, right, 12. We'll jeez, he gets a lot of aces. Just do it.
So he's got an ace up his sleeve. It. No, don't do it.
Just do it.
No, because I got 20. Fuck you. Don't do it. There we go.
He didn't do it.
He wants a slow.
Oh, this dude's doubling down over here.
What a savage. That's insane.
Bust. Bang. Chilling.
Dude, you got 17. Just chill.
There you go. They have to get a hard 17, right? They can't just sit on a...
Yeah.
Can't just get there.
Although, they have at one point. I've seen an ace, and they just kind of stayed on a 17.
I wonder if there's different rules. Like, some casinos will do it, some casinos won't. Or something.
I've played enough blackjack that I should know every single rule, but I'm...
Yeah, whatever.
I don't want to do the research. I don't want to, like, look into it.
At some point, it is what it is.
16...
Together, queen?
He's got 10.
Sweet.
Mm.
11.
I'll stay on this.
Hit on that. Come on, give me a 10. Give me that 10. Jeez, man.
What do you got? 13?
Yeah. All right.
I'm just going to hope he flips small. He didn't do
20.
It.
20. There you go.
He didn't flip small. Shit.
Didn't matter.
It kind of mattered.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Is that what you tell your wife every night?
What, didn't matter?
She asks about your day?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, pretty much.
You just get you stare off into the void.
I do get home and she wants to talk and I'm like, well, I just spent the whole day talking.
So you sit on the porch.
It's like, just smoke a cigar. I don't want to do that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that is quite a predicament. Probably ruins a lot of...
I was talking to my buddy who's a lawyer. He said the exact same thing.
He's like, I just want to decompress. Get out of my face, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because you're in an abusive relationship. Not you don't abuse her, she abuses you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mentally abusive. I get gaslit all the time.
All the time.
Sad. Sad.
And you're just a hardworking man. Trying to bring food to the table of your family.
So one time she dragged me out of a men's shelter. Everyone stood by, didn't do anything. Cowards, all of them.
They allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah, you came in the next day. I think you had a shiner under your eye.
It's whatever.
You fell, though. You told me
Christmas
that.
Christmas is hard for everyone.
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's call this the last hand.
All right.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm putting a grand on the table then.
I'll put what I got.
25?
And then if I lose, I got about 350, which is not enough for a hand. So ride or die with the 75. You got your $1,000. I hope you get a chance to double down.
Bro, give me that 10. What are you doing, you dickhead? I hope I get a chance to.
I have a 10. I have a 20.
Ooh.
Flip a 10, bud. All right. Give. You got a 17?
No. I have a 14.
I thought he gave you a 3. That was
the other guy. Bust on the $1,000 hand. God damn it.
Come on. Oh, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right. We pushed. We got to just. We need a result.
Okay. One more. 1,000 on the table again.
Need a result here. What do we got? Come on. Come on, you baby bitch. All right, 10. Ace.
Three.
Ace.
A six, huh?
Another 20.
Splitting these.
Fed that man a 20. You're splitting your threes. 13 against Stay. Four. He's going to feed you another 13 or 14. You can hit.
Yeah, hit on that, yeah.
Yeah. Saw four. Well, now you chill.
Now I'm good. Got $2,000 riding on a 13 and a 14.
No big deal. 10. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God.
Oh, no, Rob. We're going to keep going. You got to keep putting that $1,000 on.
I'm going back to 100 because that's just too much.
Come on, $1,000. Come on. Just do it.
Fine. $1,000 on the table.
What do you got?
Enough.
Are you down or up?
I'm down now. And it gives me a 2.
Why are you playing like such a moron?
I don't know. A gunslinger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Shit. He's going to finally do it.
I am done.
I can't even take insurance.
Here.
I can't even take insurance. Yep, he did it. Fuck. All right.
We're out.
That's my bookie.
See you later.
Yep.
MyBookie.com, live casino. Bye-bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.